As the snow and ice have melted, Michigan has come up with a bumper crop of potholes and crumbling roads, roads that were already badly in need of repair. That has turned everyone's attention to fixing the roads and how to pay for it. State House Republicans are now proposing an annual $500 million solution. Here's one reaction to the plan. It's from Rich Studley, the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, which has been pushing for more road funding. He says a solution is long overdue.
We're now in a situation today where our state, Michigan, the state that put America on wheels, is now widely regarded as having the worst roads in the country. That is unacceptable.
Here to tell us more about the new road repair plan is Kathleen Gray of the Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau. So what do House Republicans propose to do?
Well, they've got a proposal out there that is going to shift some things around and shift some tax revenues around and add about $500 million a year into the roads through 2018. Now, that's about half of what, even less than half, of what experts say is needed to fix the roads, but it's a start. And while road folks and business folks would like to see some more put into the roads, they at least are also saying, hey, this is a way to at least get the conversation started.
So I think everybody's big question is, well, where would $500 million come from? It has to come from something. Something would have to be cut, would it not?
Well, they're shifting some things around. What they're doing is the 19 cents that everyone pays for on tax on a gallon of gas would end, and that would be replaced with a 6% tax on the wholesale fuel, and that might bring in some more revenues, but regular taxpayers wouldn't really feel the pain at the pump. And the other things that they would do is shift a portion of the use tax, which is a tax that's paid on out-of-state purchases, to roads. And that would generate about $230 million a year for that. The other part would be everybody pays 6% sales tax on purchases. Well, you're still going to pay the 6% sales tax on gas, and instead of that going to the general fund, that would go specifically for roads. Now, there are folks, especially like local communities, things like that, fear that shifting the use tax, shifting the sales tax, is going to impact them. And it could result in less money for local communities. And I think that that's where you're going to hear the most objection to this plan.
Because schools would be a part of this too, wouldn't they, Kathy?
Right, right. And, you know, so they fear that they just got some money back in revenue sharing through the budget and through the personal property tax plan that they've got. Some money was shifted to make sure that communities are made whole. And now that they're made whole, that there's a fear out there that they're going to start losing money again.
Now, I would think that one element of this plan that's probably going to have pretty broad-based support is the fact that they want to increase permit fees on those great big trucks that are chewing up the roads.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those guys hardly pay anything now when they bring a truck that's way overweight. They have to pay an additional fee for these way overweight trucks and way oversized trucks. And so there would be an additional fee put on those trucks. But that amounts to $4.5 million a year in extra revenue. So that's not a whole lot. It might be something that the truckers are willing to pay in order that, you know, they aren't hit harder somewhere else.
What are we hearing from the Democrats?
You know, the Democrats are being pretty open-minded on it. They're saying that there's some elements of the plan that they really like, but they'd like to see more done also. It doesn't fix the whole. It doesn't fix the entire whole. The experts say that we need somewhere between $1.2 and $2 billion a year to get roads into really good shape. And this only gets us halfway.
And Governor Snyder, of course, as we know, asked for that $1.2 billion at the beginning of 2013. He didn't get anything. Lawmakers didn't do anything in 2013. So can I put a cynic's hat on and say, well, look, here we are. It's an election year. Oh, there's a plan.
it's definitely an election year plan because it doesn't involve any tax increase. And I think that lawmakers know that, if they proposed some sort of significant tax increase to fix the roads, that they would run into some pushback back home. But they're also running into some major pushback from people who are paying $900 repair bills when they hit these massive potholes. So it's a real balancing act for them in terms of coming up with a solution that's going to fix the immediate problem and then also do some long-term things as well.
Now, are there any other plans that have been floated, although would they have a chance anyway, considering that this is the plan offered by the House Republicans who basically, you know, control the way things go in the House?
Well, there's still some plans that are kind of gurgling up right now in the Senate. There isn't anything specific that's been introduced yet, but I think that you'll see a competing plan from senators, and whether or not it has significant more revenue in it, that's a question that is going to be difficult, because again, it is an election year and nobody really wants to impose a big tax increase on taxpayers, even if it is for something like fixing badly needed fixes in the roads.
And what about a timetable? What should we be watching for, those of us who don't want to be paying that $900 for a blown rim and a blown tire because of a pothole? What do we watch for?
I think that you're going to see some pretty significant quick action on this plan before they go on their summer break. They're now in the midst of a three-week spring break. This is their second week of a three-week break. And then they'll go through the end of June, and they're hoping to get something done before then, because then they're basically gone for all of July, all of August, except for, you know, a day here, a day there, where they don't do any voting, but they're supposed to be there. And then they're back for a little bit, I think in September, but October and November they're gone too. So if they're going to have an impact, if they're going to get into this construction season, they've got to get something going pretty quickly.
But it does sound like the question that still needs to be answered and answered clearly is, as we're shifting money around, if we shift to the roads, again, who might be hurt and what might be cut?
Absolutely. And again, you're going to see local communities fighting back against this, because they've gone through some serious revenue decreases. $6 billion in the last 10 years they've lost in revenue sharing. And, you know, they just feel like they can't lose anymore. And they're the ones who are responsible for some of their local roads, so they need some of that money too. But they also have to weigh that against things like police and fire and garbage pickup and that type of thing. Those, you know, they're all very, very important priorities for communities.
Kathleen Gray, Detroit Free Press, Lansing Bureau, keeping an eye on that for us. And as you say, there might be some other things gurgling up from the Senate.
Yeah, I think so.
We will watch for that and have you post us on that when that happens. Thanks so much, Kathleen.
Thank you.